downtown, we live. Over the feeling, when it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick, when you break the whole brick down, this with it to get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist, how you fucking all these bitches.
Yo, 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 we back at it. Smash and dash with the addition. GB.
Shaq, man, what's up, Shaq?
We in this thing, man. How you doing, GB? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. You know I'm all right.
Man, you good. You good.
Why you call that man? You know glad that man it, name Shaq.
On y'all show with y'all.
Bro, tell him why your name Shaq. You ain't got time for that. We jumping straight into this shit. GB. This is what we do. Huh?
Yeah, man.
What my name Shaq? You the host? Let me know.
Nah, I'm a wait. We can get deep down into that a little later, but boy, I definitely let the world know why they call you Shaq, boy. My man X said he had about a size 17 where they be pulling down on us down at this pizza shop. Ain't all right, young? Yeah, me.
Man, listen, man. We finna go get into it, man. We gonna get into it. Got GB edition with Smash and Dash. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hit on us a few topics. You know, we're going to start off with some that we debated on a little bit a few shows ago. We're going to tap into the Tony Pollard and Zeke conversation. Smash.
We got to revisit that.
Yeah. What you think? What you been liking? What you been seeing?
I love it, man. I can't deny Tony Pollard. I ain't gonna sit here and act like the man ain't been showing dog ass. He's a beast, and I respect everything he's been doing. Just for me, again, I'm still as crazy as it might sound. Like, I just know how this football is gonna roll out, and you could be having a great year, but you still, like, I was watching the game, and they was like, yeah, you're gonna need a closer, and to me, Zeke is just gonna be that closer. I love what Tony Pollard is doing. You know what I mean? I like how he continues to break tackles. He's top in the league for the most tackles broken or yards after contact. So he, you know, what I said earlier, and you know, a couple weeks ago about him being in the box, or you know, them loading up the box, that don't matter versus him. So this is a great debate, dog. But you know, for some reason, I just know that, you know, in playoff football, 2K, we both been there. They're going to need both of them to finish this thing. I don't think that they can just give it to TP and let him run away with it, because I feel like it's going to be different games in the playoffs. You're going to need both of them, man. It's different when the playoffs come.
Yeah, you're right. When you speak about team aspect, of course, yeah. But when we go to it and we say who is the best guy right now, we have no choice but to say TP is your best guy, especially in today's game with how they want to use the running backs. Last game, I think they ended up splitting carries. I think he had 15 and Zeke had 15. I know he had like 15 for 80 rushing, and then he had like 9 catches for 109 yards, and he had 2 receiving touchdowns. Zeke had 15 rushes. I think he finished with like probably 60-some yards, but he had two rushing touchdowns. So it kind of matched.
How many?
Tony.
I know. How many times was he like? Did they pass to him? How many times was he targeted? Zeke.
No, TP had 9 catches.
That's what I'm saying. So if Zeke wasn't really targeted in the pass game,
He wasn't targeted in the pass games. I don't know. He probably not. So yeah. It kind of go back. It kind of matched our label, Smash and Dash. You know, they got TP doing all the crazy stuff, all the big play. And then they let, you know, like you say, Zeke come in. He get probably the short yardage. He probably go down there, get the goal line carries. And then he's probably the closer at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So they gelling real good. I like their situation that they got going on or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't going to do nothing but help them down the stretch. Like we said, it gave Zeke time to get healthy, knowing like Tony Pollard can go in there and start games and we won't be missing much, and gave him time to get healthy. But GB, what's your take on those two guys?
Both of y'all right from y'all angles, because that change of pace backfield going to keep in the team offset. You know, they ain't going to be able to really, like, focus on one of them, you feel me? And like how you said, they throwing them more and more out the backfield. You know, you can change stuff up like that. And you need both of them because, you know, Zeke done had that big moment before where he planted them big games. It's all on him. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember if Tony Pollard had one of them games where, you know, the moment might not be too big for him. Feel me? So, right. Both of them healthy at the same time. That's something to deal with, right? I like both of them, feel me? But the numbers going to say TP been doing the best right now, feel me?
Right.
That dude got a proof of being who he is, feel me?
I'm not mad at it. Knowing how, like, you know, how Jerry Jones is, when he loves his guys, he loves his guys. So he finds a way to try to make it work for both of them. I know Zeke as, like, you know, just being a veteran running back, I know you look at yourself in the mirror and you probably like, man, I can do everything he's doing. But right now it's like, it's okay to step back a little bit, man. Like you said, get healthy. You know what I'm saying? This is still a long season. They still got, what, 7 games left? I think it's 6 or 7 games left for
like
the season.
7 or 8, something like that.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? Games. So it's like, there's so much left to this season. So, I mean, like you said, like both of you guys said, that it's good for them. Like, as long as both of them stay healthy, after what I seen them do to my dog, Shirtless Kurt, man, it hurt my heart. I can't believe Shirtless came out there and played like that, and then he ain't dropped no money on the table.
Right.
But
point at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So, when you say that, okay. So, all right, let's just say scenario. Both of them will come back next year. Who's your starter?
Well, I got to see by the end of this year, Young, because I
know
see
what I'm saying?
Right now.
If it's still going, how it's going. We going off like right now, how things is right now. If it goes to play like that throughout the year, who's your starter?
Well, because we have already – I know who I'm paying the most right now, and I know how – like, we can always insert him. If Tony Pollard is going to continue to play like that – well, see, I'm just biased,
I'm just saying, who's your starter?
Separate. I don't know. I don't know. Because, GP, like, what I'm saying is
I'm going to say Tony Pollard, because whoever be the most efficient, that's what I'm going to say. Because then
– listen, like, you're right. See, that's why this is what
Tony
changed
Pollard
it.
Tony Pollard got more passion. He got more – he playing for hey. He got more passion in his
Now, game. Listen to this. This is a true story. Story time. Titans. We were smashing dash. We played Young. This is a true story. 1 year we go smashing dash. He has 1,200. I have like 800. We go 10-0 to start the season off. First round bye. We go to the playoffs. Yeah, we lose. We lose to the Baltimore Ravens. The next year, they come in. Guess what they do? This is a true story. They feature, and this he still go for 2K and he balled out. We featured him, right? And there wasn't really no smashing dash in that thing. And guess how what we started off, Young?
Yeah, I don't think that's the issue, though. That wasn't the issue. Collins at quarterback.
We had Kerry the year before.
Yeah, but which was out of that, and then the defense wasn't the same anymore.
2K, but
so
what
I can't blame it on.
All I'm saying is this. You can assume that because he's efficient this year that he's going to come out and do it. And they might even. But that ain't going to reflect the record is what I'm saying. Sometimes you can have a great season, but that don't mean you're going to have – the wins and the team stuff. So as far as a team, I don't know what I would do about them that because I got to see how this year plays out for sure. As of right now, Tony Pollard is way more efficient, but who's to say if you started from game one, you know, that shit changes. I know that. We've seen it. This is the NFL.
So you don't have an answer?
Yeah, right now, I don't know. I'm going Zeke. I'm staying with Zeke, man. He 2-1. Okay. That's my dog. I like the vets. I'm going with vets, man. I just know how they try to throw y'all to the wayside too quick. Like, being a veteran in this league, they'll be like, oh, he doesn't have it. He's done. Let's go on to the next guy. And then they'll go to the next guy. I've seen it happen in Arizona with one of my guys, with, you know, Chris and David Johnson. No disrespect to David Johnson, but they, oh, yeah, let's move on. Boom, the man had one good year, and now, you know, he's been flying around all different teams. So,
yeah, but you know, that situation was still different, though. You can't put – that's not the same situation.
What's not the same? You were balling. They tried to push him.
No, I was balling. I got hurt, and they put him in.
Zeke wasn't healthy like that. Zeke didn't hurt this
year. No, before Zeke got hurt, Tony Pollard still been doing this. Tony Pollard been simply outplaying Zeke the whole year. It's different. It'd be understand in that in Arizona. Me and him was playing, he was outplaying me. TP been outplaying Zeke the whole year.
What I'm saying is just because that shit is sugar this year doesn't mean it won't turn to shit
next
year. I'm not saying
it. Okay. I got to start TP. I got to.
Start him.
I got to start TP.
Start him.
He's proving it.
I ain't mad at it. Start him.
That's what I'm saying. He's proving it. He's putting the Zeke plays up.
Zeke is proving me 6 years, 7 years deep what he's been able to do.
Yeah, I understand that, but right now at this point,
Know that better than anything. That's proven. A year, seven games ain't proven, young. We know that better than anybody. Stop doing that. We just now giving Saquon Barkley his credit again because he ain't been playing like that for the last 3 years.
Yeah, so now he's coming, what you mean he's outplaying him?
I mean, he's doing good outplaying this year, him.
You got TP, bro. You go Z. I'm going TP.
Cool. I'm staying with Z. TP
went TP. Okay, so since we on that, who is the best team in NFC then?
Shirtless Kirk still. I'm not saying Cowboys. I don't give a damn. Cowboys still got a worse record than them. That's how.
How? He can't be. We just painted them 40 to what, three?
I don't care. The Cowboys. Listen, one thing I know about the Cowboys, one thing I know about this, and this is facts. They haven't been good since 96. So you can't tell me about no Cowboy, nothing. I don't believe in them until they actually win a playoff game. They ain't nothing they can tell me.
But hey, that kind of proved the point though, Dele. If they only got this high with Zeke and you got some new back there, right? You might get
I can't wait to see. Yeah, do that. Because right. And then when you lose that first playoff game, because y'all over there and they think that the TP gonna get them out the first round, I can't wait to revisit this. It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait. Speaking of these smash and dash combos, 2K and GB, we got them boys. Who is the best smash and dash combo right now? We got, obviously, we just talked about Zeke and TP. You got Swift and Williams down there in Detroit, which they've been playing some crazy ball. You got Mixon and P. Ryan up there in Cincy, ballers. You got CMC and Mitchell, which I knew with your dog Shanahan, they were going to be doing some crazy stuff. They got Chubb and Hunt in Cleveland, Stevenson and Harrison in New York. Who y'all taking out of them? Well, who's your top three out of them two? I mean, out of them six.
My top three, I got to go TP and Zeke.
Yeah.
Then I got to go CMC and Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have went Chubb and Hunt, but it seemed like they done moved past Hunt. Like Hunt, tell me if I'm wrong or right, but it don't seem like they giving Hunt like touches no more. Like
they are, but they struggling down there, man. It's just, they in a state of like just bull crap right now.
Yeah, and like
hopefully
like
with the return of Deshaun Watson, it'll change. But
like I said before, it seemed like after Hunt asked for the trade, they kind of went away from him. So my three is going to be, I like the Swift and Williams. Like Williams leading the league in rushing touchdowns. So I like Swift and Williams for my number three.
You got some other ones down there like Mostert and Wilson in Miami, Jones and Dillon, because them boys be running the ball.
CMC,
Zeke and Swift and them boys right now, like they running. But even them New England dudes, they get the job done. You be looking up and see that. Stevenson kid, he would have like 150, 160. GB, who you
taking? So that's your top three.
Shaq, who you taking? No, I'm gonna go after Shaq.
Okay.
I like Swift and Wiz. I like them, TP and Zeke, like one and two. I'm gonna leave I'm kind of indecisive right there, like one and two. Like it's hard to pick because both of them again, like they give you math effort and give you they the team, they the offense really, feel me? Kind of race round.
Going CMC and Mitchell though, number one, probably.
Seeing
what Shanahan was doing with them last night, it's crazy.
Yeah, he was doing some crazy stuff with them.
But you know what?
Ain't no smash and dash though. It ain't. So it's kind of hard to compare that though. You feel me? But
right.
But it ain't no smash and dash though.
That's more like dash on dash.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Jones and Dillon is more the most. Or even TP and Zeke, the most like smash and dash. You know what I mean? Because Dillon be back there, bull. That boy be running that rock. I can't cap, man.
I don't feel like he have played up to what I think he could play up to yet.
But 2K, you know that. A-Rod don't run the rock up there, man.
We can't compare him, Dele, because we never really know who was the real smash and real dash. You could tell who the smash and dash was. You know, you ain't never ran no 40 and recorded, so we ain't really got no real.
Man, Shaq,
straight cap, man.
That boy, Shaq, if you ain't know something, boy, you knew something right there, boy. I give you that. 2K, what you talking about, Cap, man? You even said it. We don't know who's.
He ain't got no 40 recorded.
Who's smash and who's dash? You never know, man.
You never know. Oh, hey, don't you forget about Well, these y'all people, so y'all three, I didn't say my three, but don't forget about Cordell and Algier. What's his name? Algier, because you got to think, Cordell, like,
he different.
Even though he doing what he doing, then he go back there and kick return and take our punt return, take one new thing to the house. So
see, I was watching that game live.
Athlete, he played anywhere, though. See,
yeah, that man played, crazy. Yeah.
He can play everyone.
I just feel like he's in the whole category by himself, though.
He went to Tennessee, right? He was doing the same thing in Tennessee, I think.
Yeah, he went to Tennessee. Yeah, he went to Tennessee.
I think if they
put, he always be like that.
Just Cordell need to be on a better team, man. If he was on a better team, if Cordell was on a better team, he would just be lighting it up, man. It'd be, I mean, because he's lighting it up there, but I'm just saying, like, his skills deserved, like, on a better squad. He needs to be, like, somewhere on, like, the, you know, Tom Brady's team somewhere. That, I, you know
don't
want to
be on Brady's team.
Crazy. Boy, Tom Brady.
He's a real dog, though, so.
He don't want to be on Brady right
ask
now.
Ask him. I don't know where Josh is, but I guarantee you this. Last time he was on Brady team, he won a Super Bowl. You crazy. We'll be having that man back there catching all kind of passes and stuff. That's just his game.
Yeah,
you know,
Tom Brady them ain't sniffing the Super Bowl.
Ooh, 2K, how you going to say that?
I said it.
I'm glad you said that. The thing about saying that is, you know, you got to eat them words. You got to stand on that.
It is, wait, we can bet something right now.
All I know is they lead their division. That's all that I care about. So
man,
that means you're going
what
to play.
You
want to
bet right now, man?
I ain't worried about come that. On, where's your team? Who's your team? All that. Why don't you bet the Falcons make the playoffs? How about that, Big Mouth? That's your team.
The Falcons?
See
the
crickets? Nah, they ain't crickets. My team.
Yeah, right. Oh. See, he want to act like we don't. Bro, we have a battle. We've been battling for years. About
yeah,
this
but
GB.
What I'm telling
his
you
team
is
always been, his team has been Atlanta.
I reckon Tampa right now.
But y'all still ain't division.
I reckon
y'all ain't
better than Tampa.
Who reckon better than Tampa?
Atlanta.
It's the same record. You tripping. You know what's crazy? They record better, but they ain't in the division. They can't go. They ain't gonna be division champs over. So who?
That mean y'all in the trash division? How y'all?
That don't matter. I've seen people come out 8-8 and win Super Bowls. That don't mean nothing to me. You better ask. You better ask Eli Manning. 8-8 came out and beat Tom undefeated. Man, that don't mean shit to me.
Right, he did beat Tom.
He did. That was one of his 10. Hello, you still there?
One of the Mannings.
Man, 7-3 in Super Bowls. The man 7-3 in Super Bowls, and we still questioning stuff. Come on.
Man, we ain't questioning, man. We already know he a gangster, man.
All right, then. Cut the bullshit. Hey, Shaq. How was Classic Weekend, man? Y'all was hanging or what?
It was all right. It wasn't a typical class, but it was all right. It was still.
They said like 50, 60,000 extra people was in the city, man, hanging.
You had rain one day. You had a lot of
people. Yeah, right.
Organized with all the roadblocks and all that. So it wasn't the same. It was all right, though.
Okay.
It wasn't your typical, but it was
all right.
We couldn't complain.
Let me ask y'all a question, though. Give me y'all's, Young, especially you. Give me your real thoughts on my man up there in New York talking about that he don't feel like it's on him. He don't feel like he let the defense down. Zach Wilson.
Man, Zach Wilson, wild for that, man. Like, he wild. Like, I can, bro, when I be hearing people – especially younger guys, quarterbacks, just people in general saying stupid stuff like that, I'd be like, I could pray that Keith Bullitt was on their team and I was a fly on the wall. Cause ain't no telling what he would have said that next day. He came in the locker room. Oh my God. That man is crazy. Like, at the end of the day, like, no matter if it's your fault or if it's not your fault, like, as the quarterback of the team, you have to take that, put it on your shoulders. Like, yeah, we ain't put up no points. How can't you not feel like you let your defense down if they held the offense to no touchdowns, to only 3 points, and you ain't did nothing? And how don't you feel like you didn't let your defense down? You got to be absolutely insane.
You the quarterback of an offense that only got 100 and something. Yeah, he donkey of the week.
He donkey of the day, man.
That man donkey of the week, man. He going to take the whole week because he out of control. I know if that was my quarterback, listen, I probably had to line it up with dog. We'll definitely
he got to take responsibility, especially you the leader. And, you know, defense get tired. Like, we're going to do our thing, but we're going to bang out the whole game like the Jets did, but we get tired. Like, you got to reward defense. You, know?
You got to.
You got to reward defense. That will keep us motivated to keep them playing.
That's what makes it so crazy. Nobody on the defense, when they got interviewed, they wasn't like, our quarterback sucked. They ain't put out no points. They like, shit, we balling. Like, we trying to woo-woo. And they ain't throw him under the bus, but basically he went out there. I don't say he threw him under the bus, but he ain't take it like how he's supposed to take it. And everybody know that. That's why they get paid the most. When we win, they get the, you know, they the quarterback 2K. Get all the glory.
2K. Yeah. This man in the last seven games has thrown for two. Well, let's start off. He's had 250, 210, 110, 121. Then he came back versus New England, had a stellar day, 355. He had he had two picks, three tugs. So we'll take that, whatever.
Just not consistent.
The next week, 150, one tug. The next week, 77 yards with a rating of 50. And this man had the nerve to walk in that locker room and act like he wasn't a problem, bro. So you telling me on the season stats, this dude's throwing for 1,200 yards. You got, bro, come on, bro. If you a real quarterback and you just being a real person about yourself, you got to know that, I'm full of shit and I got to do better, bro. Yeah, I would want to move on with him. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they got to figure out how to get him up out of there because he ain't the one, man.
I don't think it, but with just reading off those games and stuff like that, you can see the potential. He's just not consistent.
I can't see the potential in that. He had 1,355. Like, I see a 2. I ain't in that. Like, 2K, when you look at the – like when you look at the top of the NFL and you just like looking at some of the completion rates and like the passing rates, bro, you got Patrick Mahomes that has thrown for 3,200 yards this year.
Right. But man, you gotta think, brother.
Josh Allen, 2,900. Right, but I don't
think been this good and like I ain't gonna say this.
That's because of that defense in that running game.
Yeah, the defense, but with sometimes like sometimes man, bro, you know just like I know how hard it is to find a franchise quarterback. I don't think
2K.
I don't think it's at the point for them to move on right now.
I think they got to move on. Tannehill.
He at least got to be doing what the average quarterback doing.
He ain't doing what the average, man. Bro, Tannehill done missed games and still got 1,600 yards passing. This dude, Zach Wilson, got 1,200, man. He has 70 yards passing last game, and his passing rating was 50, and he locked it. 70 yards passing last game with a passer rating of 50 in the NFL. They drafted this man top five. Can y'all imagine? Let's break this down for 1 week. Can you imagine Jameis Winston? Can you imagine Brissett? Could you imagine Lamar Jackson doing that in them games? They would be, they'd have been kicked their ass.
This is first year?
Oh, Zach? No, Zach came in with Joey Burrow and all them. So he's up against the clock. He got to go. If you ain't doing what Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson,
I thought he was a rookie.
And he ain't rushing for shit. Hey, Zach, you got to go. Because I'm sorry, if it was a black quarterback out there putting up them damn numbers, they would have been benched him. I'm sorry. Jameis probably got more yards thrown to him in 3 weeks, and he still got benched. I ain't on that. Hey, Zach, get your ass out of here. Go keep hitting them Krugers like you was at the beginning of the year, boy. You got that thing.
I feel more. He get some point. He get an answer you up for that.
Oh yeah, not 2K. On, hey, give me some. You're right too. You're right.
For that.
You got it. You're right. My bad. Man. I apologize. But here's somebody, mama. He definitely gets some extra years. I apologize. I'm wild.
I get an extra year for that. But we had to jump onto these sports, and you know we always got to talk about this football because you know that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? But you know we talk about a lot more than that, and I know a lot of people. They're going to see this episode and they're going to be like, okay, who is GB? Who is Shaq? Like, why is he on here? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my boy been playing ball since we was younger. Yeah. When he was with the Ivy Lane Wildcat when I was smacking.
Man, you ain't smacking.
Ivy Lane Wildcat, young. Now that I know I've been around there, I don't know. Ivy Lane had some. They had some stick over there.
Now, since never.
All the gays, we had all the gays on the Wildcat.
Yeah, y'all ain't did nothing.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't did nothing.
Y'all won. You won a game. That's all you did.
I'm just saying.
Wait. So 2K and them beat y'all?
You know he did.
Never mind. Y'all ain't got no stick then, man. Y'all let these old.
Hold on. They knew his game plan was. Hey,
get young outside.
Oh no, he told everybody why GB. Why you watching me for? I ain't nobody. Why you telling me watch me?
No, see that's a good.
I ain't
coach.
Say you wasn't nobody. I just say they were trash. I ain't say you wasn't nobody.
Nah, he's smart. But you gotta watch. He's a good
him
coach.
Out of there. Hey, yeah. if y'all get him out of there. Y'all ain't got to worry about nothing else.
It's going to be Oreo cookie. I get what you're saying. Yeah, that's sweet. It's going to be sweet.
They're going to be arguing hard down, arguing by second quarter. It's over with, man.
Oh, man, GB.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know that. And just want to tap on a little bit. So when they, you know, so when they watch it, you know, they're going to hear everything that you got to say, and they're going to take into account of what you've been through or whatever. So, like, just especially tap in a little bit. Like, you know,
what's just going on in the world right now?
You know, going a lot of that stuff going on in the world. Me and bro grew up together and stuff. And, like, I went to school, and bro, he ended up getting into some trouble and stuff. So, just tap in on that. Just tell him a little bit about the situation.
Matter of fact, I almost got you in trouble. Well, the situation almost got you in trouble. We were together. You were there from college. You know what I'm saying? End up getting in a situation at a nightclub one time. We were kind of too young. It was like a teen club, like a graduation party. Long story short, I ended up getting in trouble, catching 30 years. I graduated high school May 21st. I went to jail May 28th. Ended up catching 30 years the same year. So I went from in school, just graduated, trying to do a new transition in life, ended up catching a serious charge, catching 30 years. And so it took me 15 years to get out of jail, to actually get some justice and get the situation corrected. And I had to watch, like, you know, me and Chris together every day. Like, the NFL was, we used to be sitting at a drive-thru McDonald's, you know, getting 2 for 2s back then, talking about, hey, when I get to the league, bro, what you gonna get? Well, I'm gonna get this, I'm gonna get that, you feel me? So I had to actually experience it being locked up, watching it on TV, seeing the ESPN magazines, you know, listening on the radio, you feel me? So kind of like, I kind of live through you watching it on TV, you know what I'm saying? Going through the same thing. But it's a mistake I made when I was 18 years old. Like, if I could take it back, you know I would have did everything different, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's what they know how everybody tell you it's easy to get in trouble and hard to get out of. Like, I'm a real living testimony. Like, it took 15 years to correct a situation that they knew ain't supposed to go like that. Like, it took 15 years actually to get somebody just to look at the situation and hear, to entertain what's going on. And once somebody, the judge finally did, they end up giving a situation where, nah, I only did 15 years, end up getting time served. So it's like, just really my second chance, you feel me, even to be on this podcast talking. Because this somebody been watching on TV, listening on the radio, you feel me? If nothing had changed in my situation.
Right.
So, like.
What made me so proud of you is, like, you know, coming up where we done came from, we done seen a million people go to jail, go to prison, get out, be on the same type
same
of stuff,
shit,
back in jail,
shit.
Back in that. But you was able to. So I want you to tap in a little bit, because you was able to get out of that situation and you know, start your own business, write your own book, you know what I'm saying, doing those type of things. So you make sure.
Get out and take care of your son. You're there every damn day.
Yeah, you don't go back to there. And also being able to still get some of those years back that you missed with your son, which y'all going through football together now. And you teaching him the right things and doing stuff like that. So just kind of tap in on some of those things as far as, like, you writing your own book and you got your own business and stuff like that instead of getting back in the streets.
Yeah, you know, the whole time I was in there, like, I went through, like, different phases of my life, but I always used to read everything up under the sun. And I kind of took heed from, like, the older dudes. Like, when I went to prison, you had dudes who already been there 20, 30 years. They still got 20, 30 years ago. Ain't learned nothing. Their mind state was in the same mind state when they got locked up. So I used to just, like they say, wise people learn from their mistakes, but like the real people, smart people learn from somebody else's mistake. You feel me?
Right,
for me,
sir.
Like encountering different people, like different mentors and people throughout me being incarcerated, it kind of like made me want to do something different. So I used to just read everything. Like, they be like, what you gonna do when you get out of jail? I couldn't tell you what I'm gonna do, because you know they say generals don't make a plan, they just plan for whatever. So I know if I retain and learn much as I can, when I get out, the opportunity to be there, I can take a step in the right direction. But, you know, I got out and started me a self-preparation tax business. You know, I know I got a book coming out at the beginning of next year, like, about my story, you know. Maybe somebody can be impacted by my story, you know what I'm saying, and make a change, or don't do the same mistake I did, you know what I'm saying? So I got a book coming out at the beginning of the year called No Pressure. So the whole no pressure concept come from, like, it's how you perceive things. If you look at the situation like it ain't no pressure, I can handle that, it's gonna happen. It's not gonna feel if you see somebody, I know him in front of me, he ain't no pressure, he's sweet, you're gonna handle that. Like, it's all right, it's on your mind. So I looked at my whole time being incarcerated, even though I had 30 years, like, I know I'm gonna pay this. I know I'm gonna go home, ain't no pressure. Feel me? I know there ain't no pressure. Feel me? Like, I'm straight. That's why I stayed balanced. I stayed on my square. You know, I stayed trying to be productive, you know what I'm saying, positive, moving forward, everything I did, you feel me? So, like I say, my son was born, I was injured. It's not like a lot of my son was born. So I missed all the training and all the stuff you go through as a dad in the early stages and all that. So now I got a chance. Now, you feel me? I'm trying to show him, like, be better than me. That's all I care about, just be better than me. Like, for my son, anybody else who coming up behind me, just be better than me. Because if I know if I get out here and be successful and I set the bar, now you got a bar that you got to go to. Right. My son, I'm showing him, like, we got an LLC now. Well, I'm showing him how to, like, well, we got somebody teaching us how to be music producers, you feel me? So I bought all the equipment. So, you know, he playing football, but I don't give him another option. Like, man, you could actually make music, being a music producer, you feel me? You don't have to be the one rapping and all that, you feel me? So, like, I got my merch going for sale, no pressure. I got my book coming out. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing anything positive, productive, taking me the wrong way instead of going back to the same old thing. Like, I had to read, I had to learn stuff because, you know, they say humans, we are creatures of habits. So I'm only going to do what I know how to do. So me learning and acquiring new stuff and trying new things really got me, like, in a positive direction. Like, just trying to have an effect on somebody.
Right. Yeah. And it's when you left out, bro. And that was, like, that's probably, like, I understand it now, but that was probably, like, some of the craziest, thing that I ever knew. You know what I'm saying? When you were still incarcerated, you were still in prison. Yeah, you fighting. You don't know if you finna make it out or whatever like that. But you had Airbnbs, bro, when you were still in prison. So it's like,
I used to have a little model. Like, man, I'm the hottest on the street who's not on the street. You feel me? So
right.
I always try to put pieces in order to try to make sure, like, I can still be able to do things. So I ain't never considered myself regular. So I'm not finna have the same restrictions on me. But I was trying to line up. Like, I had Airbnb 2017.
Right.
Before
right.
people were looking at me like, what is Airbnb? It didn't make sense. You feel me? I had two in 2017. Me and you started a trucking business from when I was in prison in 2018, you feel me?
Right.
From prison, you feel me? So I always knew what direction. I knew I was gonna do something that made some positive production. So I always wanted to do that. Like, so I was reading, instead of me just reading it, I wanted to try it. So, you know, I'm calling home, hey bro, let's try this. You feel me? They said this work. But you know how it is. A lot of times they be jail talk. Yeah, I ain't trying to get jail talk. Yeah, jail talk. Yeah, jail. He'll know how I go.
But
I start seeing it, like, start making sense to people.
Yeah.
Man, well, I want to, bro, as a friend that's been around CJ, you know, for the last, 15 years, you know, I used to hear the stories and stuff. And then, you know, I finally got to meet you. So I want to give you your flowers because I've seen you come home and I've seen, like you said, people come and do the exact opposite. But you've touched down on soil, man, and you did a 360. I see the way you are with your son. You know what I mean? That's, you know, it touches my heart. I never had a dad growing up. So seeing that bond, even though that you've been away, that stuff, I love it. Bro, I love the man that you are, and I love that you stand for stuff, dog. So I want to give you your flowers, man. I'm proud of you because not all people can come home from 15, reinsert themselves in, you know, everyday life like you have. It was 30 on the calendar, but you found a way to come home early, man. So yeah, let me salute you, bro, and give you your flowers. You might be our brother Shaq and we hang with you every day, but your story for real, bro. No, your story for real, it needs to be heard and people need to hear it because it can, like you said, we hanging with CJ one day. And then, you know, 10 days later, dog, you say you are going to jail for some stuff. And you look up, you got 30 years. I don't think kids understand that it only takes 10 seconds of some bullshit for 30 years of your life, y'all. So, man, please, if y'all are watching this or listening, man, take heed. This shit is real. We got somebody that's went through it and he's home. I hope y'all are taking a heed to this because this shit is real out here, man. I appreciate your story, bro.
And it show you to, even if you do get in a situation and you behind the walls, don't lay down. Don't give up because it's always.
You got to fight. Your life on the line. You fight to hell. Your life on the line. You got to keep swinging. Okay, how hard it get. Everything, everybody gave up on you. Everybody quit. But as long as you got yourself, you got God in your life, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to keep on fighting, man. Stuff change, man. You be consistent with stuff, it's going to change.
Yeah. So what is your message to the younger generation, like, especially, like, because a lot of athletes, younger athletes watch this podcast. So what's your message to them who, like, want to be an athlete, want to be 50% athlete and 50% street dude. You know what I'm saying?
That's like oil and water. That ain't gonna mix, man. You got to pick a side, man. Like, you can't be no athlete, like, practice, school, then try to be on street stuff, because people not gonna classify you as just no athlete. Like, you know how back in the day, especially like on the West Coast, like, oh, he an athlete, leave him alone, you feel me? He ain't got that was out. It ain't like that no more, you feel me? Like, it's so intermingled right now. Like, it'll happen. Like, if you're gonna be an athlete, stay in your lane, do the right thing, focus, get the education, go try to get to the next level, you feel me? Take advantage of the opportunities you got. You can't trying to be an athlete and come back and be in the street. Like, situation. When you, like, you talk about the Florida Classic daily, Young always missed the classic. He was in college. We used to be calling, man, come home, man, the classic now. He's like, bro, nah, I can't. I got more training to do. Summertime, bro, come on. Nah, I got summer school, bro, getting grades right, feel me? He knew how to at that time, he was separating himself from not trying to be a street doing athlete. Like, you can't do that. Like, it ain't going to work. Right. 10 times out of 10 is not going to work. Like, you got to pick your lane. I'm not telling you to be a street dude, but you're not going to be no athlete. Trying to mix and match in those streets, because you're going to get caught up in the situation. Like, we had a situation the other day, like, y'all know the kid that played on my son's school. They had to be down the drive-through, 5 kids on Jones High School football team. Y'all chasing a state championship, somebody come and shoot the call. You feel me? Right.
That's ridiculous.
We don't even know what's going on, but it's like people associating with kids with, oh, they street dude. They from this neighborhood. You feel me?
Or just because where they grew up.
Play football. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't mix that. Like, you got to stay. Pick a path, pick a side, but you got to pick a side.
Yeah, for real.
That don't make you less cool because you're an athlete. You got an education.
It actually makes you cool.
That don't make you cool. That actually makes you way cooler because you're responsible. What you're doing can change your family life for the rest of your life.
I swear, GB, talk that shit, man.
Because situation like.
People want that name, but when you get that street name and all that, it don't even mean that. You don't want that street credit no more. You can't charge that at no bank. You can't use that at no word. Like, that don't matter when you get that name.
It ain't getting you out of prison for sure.
That way I just happened on it because it's like, you know, you're going to have your friends growing up. You know what I'm saying? You're going to always have time to chill with them, to hang with them or whatever in certain settings, whatever it's going to be or whatever like that. But my whole thing is like, bro, if I play football or basketball, whatever, I need to be hanging with football players or basketball players so we can be getting this training in. We can be, you know what I'm saying? Off season, we run the track. We doing 7-on-7. I need to be hanging with them. If I'm a street dude, I need to be hanging with street dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the simplest way you can put it. Like, just to, like, if I'm playing football and I know I want to make it pro, I don't have no business like being over here hanging in the hood or doing whatever extracurricular activities over here, that's taking away some of my training or some of my thoughts on this. Know what I'm saying?
Even being you a street dude, you be out 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Athlete, you ain't got no business.
Right, you need to be resting
in class. You got practice, you feel me? Like, don't even match. Like, you could be cool from a distance. Don't mean you change, you acting funny.
Right.
Listen, even the real street ones, they gonna respect it. Like, listen, this ain't for him. Let him stay over there and do his lane. We applaud that. That's the difference. But if a person that hate to see your success, of course they gonna pull you in them same directions. If a person that don't want to see you shine, of course they want you to go get in that car and go, you know, take some stuff or go to the mall, you know, steal some. Of course, man. So just watch your company, man. And like they say, man, make the right decisions, dog. I'm proud of you, GB. That's hard, man.
You got to make the right ones because, like, I know we talk about athletes, talk about street dude, but we're not even leaving out just, like, the regular kids that just want to – they're just in school. Like, still, if you're in school, like, I just pray that everybody go and get a college experience. I don't think they understand what it is to go to college and get that experience, man. Yeah. Like, even if you don't play sports, you still don't need to be in the streets. Go to college, get that experience. Get you a career.
You used to tell me that, young, when you first went to East Carolina, you're like, man, come up here, man. I'm telling you, you're going to be straight, man. Just try to apply for the school. But I ain't trying to hear that. You know, I'm street. Like, man, I'm out here. Man. I ain't trying to be going over North Carolina.
It's a dope experience, man. Like,
I wish I would have took the opportunity, like, even prepare myself for that. Like, I be telling them kids, like, man, they be like, well, I'm going to go to school and be an entrepreneur. But what you going to entrepreneur? You got to learn something.
Go learn about it. Learn about your trade first.
Hey, Dale, I know you and Young. How many people y'all know from college that y'all still got a good networking system that y'all met in them days back then from all over the country?
We talked to a million. I talk to them nonstop. I ain't going to lie.
I be making. That's the point I try to make with a lot of kids. Like, you're going to meet some people from all types. You're going to learn different cultures, different backgrounds, how people do stuff. You're going to have a real system network around the country. You can call, you can be in the city and call somebody and have somebody you can depend on.
And they become CEOs, CFOs, they become managers, and they become people of major companies. You're right. That's why college is the best experience in life. I don't care if you go in debt or not. You're going to go in debt in life regardless. You might as well go in debt learning some shit, man, just being realistic.
Right, bro. I can go to almost any city, and I got a friend there. Like, and even some guys that never, that they ain't play football. They were just in college. But I can go to any city, and I got a friend that I can call. You know what I'm saying? And that's the stuff that you don't experience. Like, because everybody that we went to elementary school with, middle school with, high school with, these days, you probably don't even talk to them no more.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
They're still doing the same thing.
So it's way much bigger than that. Like, you got to get out and experience the world, man. So I tell all the athletes, all the young kids, everybody, man, even if you don't play sports, go to college and go experience it, man. I don't mean go to no community college in your city and you still, no, go off the college somewhere. Yeah. Get out of your state. Get out of your city.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Experience it, please, man.
Especially with all these kids getting in trouble. You see all these kids getting killed back to back, shootouts, and all that. Gone somewhere, like the chance of you getting in trouble is kind of slim to none because you actually gone. You got something to do. Like, you got to be in school. You got all this work. You got something to do. But hang around here, you're going to get in. 9 times out of 10, the chance you get in trouble is great. Just hang around here, going to the same old neighbor, going to the block every day, hang around people who've been out here forever.
Sitting
in the same street. Like, that don't make no sense. Like,
But yeah, man, this was a good one, man. Before we get out of here, bro, just, you know, let them know what your tax business, where they can find you at. They want to get their tax done. Let them know about your book, when it come out, all that. Anything that you want to promote, go on, let them know.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at GB_nopressure. My tax business is Prolific Tax Services in Orlando, Florida. You can contact me at 407-917-2958. My book, No Pressure, be dropping in January. It'll be on my page, so just stay lookout for it. I got a store. I got a real store for it to spy somebody. Well, I got a real store.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you.
I got the right way. Ain't no cap. I got the right way.
You did.
Yes, sir. Twinkies, look at the cool kid with the glasses on, man. You know, yes, sir.
Been doing my thing, man. I'm feeling good, man. I was in LA. I leave LA now. You want to show up? That's how people do you. See how they do you, twin?
He didn't tell me. Just somebody getting off the plane. I just seen yesterday. What plane you on?
Yeah, that man crazy. That's
living,
how you do it.
Man, he living, man.
Hey, listen. I know. Hey, you know when they do that? You know, we call him, they call you Shaq, but they call him Band-Aids for a reason. You know, my man in LA for them rack-aids for a reason.
Yeah, I know he changed.
How much, huh? About a 10 ball. Look, you see, he ain't blink.
Yeah, cooling, man.
A light 10 just to fly in, man.
I like that. Light
10
to fly in.
y'all boys crazy, man.
Hey, don't blink, GB. I'm going to be out.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to see you in a week or two. I'll be down in Orlando on the soon. I'm coming home.
All right.
Love y'all, man. Bye. Downtown, we live.